where we are now. But actually, the first Chinatown was way out in Poplar, which is kind of in the east, beyond Hackney, beyond Tower Bridge. And the reason why that was because the original Chinese community that was set up there was because was established by dockers and sailors. What's the expression?
Docker.
Dock workers, people,
seamen,
that's the word. Chinese seamen who were recruited in China by the East India Company and brought back to the UK. And they wanted to stay in the Docklands area of London because that was where all the work came, and so it was a convenient base for them. And a lot of them, most of them, came without wives, without their family, and some of them married local people and set up families there. And so this Poplar was the area where the first Chinatown was. And what's interesting is that, you know, it was kind of quite a it was thought of as a very seedy place by the majority of the rest of London, by the kind of, you know, white British Victorians, who considered it this kind of den of iniquity. And there's quite a lot of accounts of people going in their carriages all the way from where we are, Mayfair, over to Poplar to kind of look into the opium dens and the shops and stuff, and look at the kind of curious Oriental people and what they were doing and so on. So it already, like, China and Chinese people were kind of being set up as this kind of other, this very exotic and maybe slightly scary thing. But this is the area where the first Chinese restaurant was established. I think it was 1907 was the first recorded Chinese restaurant in London, in Britain. And that was where, even in my mum's childhood in the 60s, people would go for a Chinese meal. And they wouldn't come here, they would go to Poplar. And when I was in China, I met a British guy whose family were descended from the seamen who came with the East India Company. So there's still, I think, a small Chinese community there. Anyway, if you'd like to read more about that, you can in this little booklet. But what happened was, like a lot of the East End during the war, it was bombed very heavily. And so Poplar started to kind of lose interest, and it wasn't a nice place for people to live by that point. And so the Chinese community after the war started to look for an alternative place to settle, and it turned out that this area was very convenient and quite kind of appropriate for them. And this was because this area already had a reputation for being a kind of street where there was lots of exotic restaurants. I think it was the first French restaurant or something in London, maybe not French, but this street, particularly Gerrard Street, was well known for having some exotic restaurants. And this area, from its very inception, had always attracted a kind of bohemian artisan crowd. This area was actually a military training ground until the 17th century, and then it was built on. And this area is kind of very closely tied to a lot of literary London figures. And when we go along the street, I'll show you some of the plaques where you can see where certain writers and philosophers and artists used to hang out. So what happened after the war was this area was, I think, an area quite of cheap rent because it was considered a bit kind of bohemian and seedy as well. And so the Chinese community moved here, and this is where it's been since the kind of late 50s, something like that. Okay, right.